Dwight Perry joining us now. I tell you what, I'm going to use a word. It's going to be the last time I use the word, Dwight, because this has never happened again. Resiliency. From Lexington to this, knowing what was on the line, my goodness, these guys were ready to play. It took a while. It took a while to get going. But, boy, the way the Terriers, especially in the second half, took over, closing out a game, it was awfully fun for us to watch. And I hope it was as fun for you and David Kaplan and Tom Henson as it was for everybody else. Dwight's like giving sign language, trying to make sure all his ducks are in a row. That was a fantastic day of basketball and night of basketball, and your guys came to play tonight.
I told our team that game was a microcosm and a reflection of the season, right? Like, a lot of ups and downs. We come out, we play well, they respond, they go up. There's a lot of people out there that probably think our team is just going to kind of pack up. And the reality is, with what our whole program and what these guys have been through, there's been so many times where 99% of teams would pack it in and say, hey, we've done our job, we tried, like, that's all we got, and nobody would fault them. And so to your point, I've never been around a more resilient group than this group right here. And what a credit to our whole program, and very symbolic that all three of our seniors that played, from Jonathan Stillman to Messiah Jones to B.J. Mack, you saw their impact. Jonathan Stillman created a turnover the first possession of the game.
Yeah, then he got yanked.
That set the tone. Yeah. whoever the coach was that was responsible for taking him out, right, I don't know who that guy is. But, no, that was a great team and a great program win. I couldn't be more proud of our group of guys.
Plus 12 in second chance points. This is, quite frankly, and you know this, is a team that sometimes has struggled to rebound, but tonight you didn't, and you crushed a Chattanooga team that's really good on the glass. You get them by 14, and then you outscore them 22-10 on second chance points. That's something that I think is a huge step, particularly when you're looking at what's coming up down the road with the tournament.
100%, right? At the end of the day, if you want to win these games and you want to win close games and you want to close games out, you got to do three things at a high level, right? You got to defend and get stops. We did that tonight.
Whether it was Dikembe McCorkle blocking shots, whether it was Isaiah Filowich distributing the basketball.
No question.
That was fun to watch. Now how do you take all this? You have a week to prepare for UNCG, a team that you know you can play with. How do you attack the next 7 days?
Yeah, I think the most important thing right now is for us to get healthy as much as we can. And then after that, it really, the first couple of days is about us. We still have stuff we can get better at regardless of who we play. And then you start to turn your attention to UNC Greensboro. You know, that's the benefit of being able to get a bye, is you don't have to say we play this team or that team, right? You can start to hone in these last couple of days before Asheville. But before we get to all that, again, just – take it all in and appreciate the journey we've been on, and know this is not the end.
Pack heavy.
Thank you.
Pack heavy. We'll see you in Asheville.